Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Brought a woman on stage last night. She talked about the economy and how tough it is on her. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here for our 4 o'clock hour portion of the show. Harrison Fields joins me. He's a former White House spokesperson, and he's a surrogate for the 2024 Trump campaign. Follow him on X at Harrison W. Fields. Harrison, welcome back to the show. How you been?
Good. Good to hear from you. I'm glad to be back on.
How was, were you at the rally last night in Harrisburg?
No, I wish. But I still have my high from the RNC convention, so I'm still cruising.
Good. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was great to be out there in Milwaukee. Cool town, wasn't it?
It was. A really cool place. Reminded me of a smaller version of Chicago. Probably a little bit safer than Chicago, but the people are great. People from the Midwest are awesome people. They were very nice, gracious people.
Did you get your fair share of cheese curds while you were there?
Cheese curds and Miller Lite. You know, I'm a Coors guy, so I had to not drink Coors for a week just out of respect for the people of Wisconsin. But it was a good time. We had a blast.
Yeah, I came home, and I think my cholesterol was about 490 from all the cheese curds, but it was worth it. It was worth every second of it. Let's talk about the rally last night. I mean, it was, it was a big one, big crowd. My favorite moment was when he brought a woman on stage, and she started talking about how tough the economy's been on her. I really liked that moment. How do you see the race shaping up now that Kamala Harris is we assume she's going to be the Democrat candidate?
Right. Well, I think you're dealing with a Democratic electorate now that's a little bit more engaged than they were when they had a corpse as their candidate. And now they have just a giggly, we really don't know about Kamala Harris, you know, other than, you know, her record and things that she said when she was running for president. But, you know, we really don't know her in action, which is scary because we know what she wants to do. We just haven't been able to see her really execute her plan. So it even makes it a little bit more uncertain. But I still feel great about things. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to see a lot of national polls that may show a tightening of the race. Throw every national poll out the window. The polls that matter are where you're standing right now in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Nevada, and Arizona. And if you look at all those polls, especially the real clear average of polls, Donald Trump is still up over the margin of victory or margin of error in a lot of these states. So, you know, for a lot of people that may be a little bit weary about where things are, I've been telling a lot of people, I'm in Florida visiting family right now. I said, listen, everyone, we're good. We're doing good. The biggest thing is we have to come out and vote. That's the biggest thing. And we still have 95 days to convince the middle that, you know, President Trump is the guy that they should choose. And, you know, it's going to take some convincing. We have to earn every vote. But the good thing about it, we have the policy on our side.
I was just talking about that Olympic boxer, the Italian woman who was just so unfair what happened to her. 46 seconds, her Olympic dreams dashed by a biological male. You retweeted something which I think is very relevant and has to do with Pennsylvania and has to do with a potential vice presidential pick for Kamala Harris. And that's, of course, our governor, Josh Shapiro, who tweeted out back in on August 11th of 2020 the following. Trans women are women. Pass it on. Doesn't sound exactly like a moderate to me, Harrison Fields.
At all. And that's the thing about it. Josh Shapiro, he may be charismatic and he may be able to, you know, shoot a 3-point shot around some kids on at a high school basketball court like he did recently. But at the end of the day, he's a radical. All these people are. The moderates of the Democratic Party are gone. This is why Joe Manchin no longer associates with the Democratic Party. There is no such thing as a moderate Democrat these days. These people try to out-left themselves. And they find themselves in a position where they're sending asinine tweets out like this. Like 10 years ago, Josh Shapiro probably wouldn't have thought this. But now, in order to get elected in Pennsylvania, you have to think this way, which is absolutely crazy. And the good thing about it for us is that the American people, the majority of the electorate, aren't there. They're not there. They're not going to be there because it's a slap in the face to everything that they know to be true. Men are men. Women are women. They should not be competing against each other in any professional sport. Maybe, you know, in the flag football league in elementary school, they can, you know, fool around. But we're talking about major league stuff right now. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, when you talk about elementary school kids, you know, Johnny did not need to be playing with Jane on the T-ball team. You know, this is ridiculous, you know, and it's the biggest thing. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders said it before. We are in an election of normal versus crazy. And I'm glad to say, me, you, and everyone listening back home, we are on the side of normal, and we are up against crazy, and I just pray that normal wins.
You know, you mentioned like kids in school and sports and everything like this. It's not a joke when you've got California Governor Gavin Newsom signing a law that says parents will not be allowed to know if their kids come to school and identify as a different gender. I mean, as a parent, that infuriates me. I know you've got a kid on the way. It's infuriating that the state once again thinks that they can be the parents and take away our parental rights.
It's disgusting. And today, I don't know if a lot of your viewers know this, but the new Title IX decision is firmly in place. Luckily, 22 states in this country have, you know, asked the courts for an injunction on implementing this rule. But if it wasn't because we have, you know, sane-minded courts, especially in the Sunshine State, the free state of Florida, and, you know, in other areas of the country, every state would be beholden to this crazy Title IX rule that allows for this, which is crazy. But the thing about it is a lot of Americans are rejecting this stuff. I was just talking to a radio host over in Pittsburgh. I've been crisscrossing the state, the Commonwealth today. It's been fun. Shout out to Pennsylvania. But I was talking to a gentleman over there, and I was just saying, listen, the majority of Americans aren't with this stuff. And when you break it down, black moms do not want their son to be told that they can change their gender without mom being told. I tell you this. It's not going to happen. My mom, Puerto Rican mom, if I came home and said, yeah, mom, my pronouns are this, that, she would have taken the wooden spoon and she would have hit me across the face. She said no. She would have said no. We weren't even allowed to have nicknames. My brother's name is Raymond. He wasn't even allowed to be called Ray, let alone be called another gender. So that's the household that I grew up in. You know,
I hear
so
you, man.
A lot of people aren't doing this.
Yeah, no, listen, my son's Patrick. We call him Patrick. I get it. I'm with you 100%. I hear you on that. But again, you know, speaking of kids, let's talk about another issue where Josh Shapiro has gone totally woke. So he ran for governor of Pennsylvania. He was all about school choice. I know, Harrison, we've talked about this in the past. It is the civil rights issue of our time. He was all in on school choice, becomes governor, and then has national ambitions in his eyes, starts seeing the Broadway lights, completely abandons the issue because he knows that that means that if he supports that, the teachers' union is going to turn against him, and he will not be allowed on the stage of the Democrat crazy party.
Right, exactly. And this is the thing about it. It's like when they get their check from the teachers' unions and the other teacher entities that are so anti-public school, anti-school choice, they are beholden to these people. They know nationally a Democrat cannot be elected without the support of the teachers' union. And the thing about it is what they're actually doing is hurting a lot of low-income communities where they are stuck in a zip code with failing schools. It's devastating to see. I mean, you can talk about inner city Philadelphia. You talk about Baltimore. I mean, we're talking about high school people having a third grade reading level, and they're stuck in these failing schools because Democratic politicians would rather get a check from the teachers union than making sure that kids have an opportunity to succeed in this country. It's disgusting. It's sad. And like you said earlier, it truly is the civil rights issue of this time, because with education comes a whole world of opportunity. You're talking about being able to place generational wealth in your family, being able to start a business, being able to, you know, achieve the American dream. And the sad part about it is a lot of kids in this country don't have that benefit because they're stuck in failing schools, and Democratic politicians are doing nothing about it. This is why we have to vote them out.
Harrison Fields is with me, Trump campaign surrogate, former White House staffer as well. It's great to have him on the show. Follow him at Harrison W. Fields. I was also thinking about, you know, yesterday's event, the Black journalist event, former President Trump being there on the stage. A lot of very rude questions. It seemed very hostile from several of the people that were up there. I like what Harris Faulkner had to say. You know, people appreciated the fact that he basically went into the lion's den here. And I believe I heard your colleague Caroline Sunshine say this earlier today, that the first Republican nominee or president to ever go and speak at that event?
In 20 years. Yep. In 20 years.
Wow. And Kamala Harris was a no-show, of course.
A no-show. A no-show. Because this is what they do. And it's not just a Black politician thing. It's a Democratic politician thing. They don't show up for the Black people when it's not needed. Like, she could have carved out 2 hours of her day. She's got Air Force Two, for God's sake. She could have went. But she chose not to because she didn't feel like it was important. And against all the odds, against all, you know, what could Trump actually get out of this, he said, no, it's important because I want to earn the vote of this community that has been completely neglected by this party for over 60 years. And that's exactly what he did. It was very unfortunate that some of the moderators decided to take this conversation and make it personal to them and to what the party bosses and what the executives at ABC would have wanted to hear. You know, the American people aren't the executives at ABC. They want to hear about what President Trump is going to do for them and not rehash old grievances that you may have with this man. Because I tell you this, when it comes to how you're going to put food on the table, how you're going to secure the border, how you're going to secure the streets so that my son or daughter isn't getting shot when they walk out of the house, it doesn't matter what rugged rhetoric people are saying. It's about the policy. And when you talk about President Trump, he is rock solid on the policy. He's in line with every single thing. When you talk about securing the border, reducing inflation, opportunity zones, generational wealth, ending these endless wars, President Trump is on top of every single metric for the voter, and he's talking about policy, while you have the left and the media just talking about these asinine things that don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. And my last point on this, I don't lose sleep over things that Donald Trump says that may offend the left or may offend some thin-skinned people, because as a Black and Hispanic conservative, every single day of my life, I'm called a coon, I'm called a sellout, and the left doesn't blink an eye. So pardon me for not really caring what they have to say, because when we get it every single day, you guys are the ones that push it, and it's disgusting. It needs to end.
Oh, it's horrible that happens to you. It really is. I mean, it breaks my heart. It's not surprising, though. I mean, considering I know that they've said these things about Tim Scott, they've said these things about Byron Donalds. But, you know, and I have to think, too, that for the average person who's out there working for a living, they, and if they are Black, they're infuriated by this, because it seems like the people who say this are these white liberals in Ivy League towers of academia and or the media, or, you know, both in many cases. They're the ones who come out and say these things constantly.
Right. 100%. And the thing about it, too, is like, if Joe Biden was capable of sitting in the same chair that President Trump was doing, Rachel Scott would have never asked him about his long history of, you know, being sympathetic or actually just being friends with KKK leaders when he said he didn't want his kids to grow up in racial jungles, when he said that Obama was the first clean and well-spoken, you know, Black candidate or whatever he said. You know, he would have never been pushed on this. And this is the same man that said, you are not black if you don't vote for me. And it's never been pushed on this. So it's very clear the bias when it comes to the questioning of that event yesterday. But kudos to Donald Trump for having the courage to step into this arena, because it's more than just the potential backlash or the potential headache that this may cost him. He is trying to win an election, and he is trying to reach out to every single voter possible to extend his message. And that's exactly what you saw him do yesterday.
Harrison Fields, thanks for stopping by. Hope to talk to you again soon, my friend. Thank you.
Likewise. Take care.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, listen, I know you've been thinking about losing some weight, because why not? You know, summer's coming to a close, and you got a lot of barbecues and parties, and maybe you put on a few pounds. It's okay, because 40 days and you can be 20 to 40 pounds slimmer. In fact, you could lose even more weight. There are people who've done NJ Diet who've lost over 100 pounds, and it's the all-natural way to do it, and it works fast, and it's guaranteed. 40 days to lose up to 40 pounds. Shed that summer vacation weight by reaching out to NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days without any of those shots. You've heard a lot about the shots. There's side effects. They're banned in a lot of European countries now. Stay away from those things. NJ Diet is all natural. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat burning zone, so you can finally lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. Best of all, it's contractually guaranteed. You are fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill, or available worldwide with live online video consultations. Just call them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET. The sooner you call, the sooner you get started, the sooner you are on your way to losing 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed. NJDiet.com. Before you know it, it's going to be the beautiful fall time of year. You're going to be looking and feeling your best. You can do this. Stop putting it off. Make the call today. 855-5-NJ-DIET or NJDiet.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Do a little quiz here for Andrew, since he's on the show today. Andrew, how are you today?
Good, Rich. How are you?
Doing well. Andrew, when I ask you what the C word is, what is a C word?
How am I supposed to answer that question?
Well, it's just say the word.
The C word?
Yeah.
DeSantis is shaking his head, so I'm a little nervous.
Children.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where was your head going?
You said the C word, and I'm thinking of FCC regulations and stuff. So I'm like,
I'm sorry. Last time I checked, children begins with the letter C.
It does. That's correct.
Thank you.
You're right. I apologize.
What's the other C word, Andrew?
Christianity?
China.
Okay.
China.
All right. I'm not doing very well.
Those are the two C words that we have to avoid on this show all the time. Not for FCC rules, but for the rules of trying to keep away the authoritarians who are trying to control our lives. Because they use the C word to motivate us, either children or China, Andrew. This is your education. This is your end of the lesson.
Right. I'm writing this down as we speak. So
now there's another whole other C word, which we're not going to get into on this program today, obviously, and that is country. Country. Your country. My country, 'tis of thee, and sweet land of liberty. But for the moment, we're going to talk about the C word of children. The C word of children. The Kids Online Safety Act, which empowers parents but also unleashes regulators. So let's talk about this now. There's, I've told you this before. Very often as conservatives, we wind up, we say we don't want government in our lives. We want to keep the government out of things. But then whenever we hear about the kids, the children, the C word, we go, oh, well, then protect us and keep us safe. And same thing with China. And so we start coming up with ideas like, let's ban things. Let's get more regulators. Let's get more control over things. And this is what we wind up doing. And there's a really good piece today in the Wall Street Journal, and it says, it's understandable that senators are addressing the internet's dangers for children. There's a book called The Anxious Generation. This is by Jonathan Haidt. It details how smartphones and social media are rewiring the brains of young people in damaging ways, especially girls. Congress is trying to catch up to states that have been moving to pass their own solutions. Florida this spring prohibited social media platforms from allowing children younger than 14 to create social media accounts. This would not be easy to enforce, but it is consistent with state laws that ban drinking and driving at certain ages. This also has the virtue of simplicity, they write, which should be the first law of new regulation. Now, I'll break from this piece to say my problem with that law, as I've said so many times before, is that it destroys the ability of people to be on the internet anonymously. And considering we have a weaponized government that goes after people for the things that they say, and there's always efforts to want to cancel us, and you've got people like Jerry Nadler and others who want hate speech codes and want to crack down on speech on the internet, and they love doxing people and they love exposing people, and I think that would be a disaster to lose our ability to be able to criticize our government anonymously, just like our founders did when they wrote the Federalist Papers. So that's the problem that I have with age verification. It sounds great in theory. It does. It sounds great. The difference, though, is that when you go to buy alcohol, you show a driver's license or you show another form of identification. To go online, you have to register. And that registration has some sort of a digital footprint that could easily be accessed by bureaucrats. I don't care what they tell us. If they tell us, we'll keep it under lock and key, we'll destroy the data, blah, blah, blah. I'm not a fool. I know what they're capable of doing. And I know that there are a lot of people out there. I have a friend. She works in an industry that she really does not want to be exposed for her very conservative beliefs. So she has an online profile. She has a pseudonym and she has a picture. I think her current picture right now is of Trump from the assassination attempt. But it's never her real picture and it's never her real name. And she goes on and she posts a lot of very provocative things. She's also incredibly helpful to the show. She sends me a lot of content all the time. I'm grateful for it. But she does not want people to know who she is because she doesn't want to get canceled. And in my opinion, she has every right to be able to be online posting whatever she wants to post, criticizing this administration, exposing this administration, exposing the Secret Service and all the others, exposing Fauci without having to worry that somebody's going to be able to out her because they want to shut her up because she builds up a big online presence, gets a lot of followers, becomes a pain, a thorn in somebody's side, the wrong person who's able to then access who she is and then out her. That's the problem that I have with this. So, yeah, it sounds good. It's like, yeah, no, kids should not be online under 14. So everybody just verify your age. Well, then now you as an adult, they know who you are, too. All right. That's number one. Then they get into New York. New York recently chose a much more complicated response, they wrote, as it usually does, banning addictive algorithms for minors. This will, of course, create new state jobs determining what is addictive and what isn't. And good luck with that. Letting states experiment has the benefit of seeing what works, but you're going to have all these bureaucrats in New York figuring out what's addictive and what isn't. And what I would argue is that in the meantime, what they're also going to say is, well, you know, for example, if an algorithm shows that this Italian boxer, this woman was beat up by a biological man, and that that's wrong, that that's also showing our kids an algorithm that's geared towards hate speech and intolerance and blah, blah, blah. And so while we're at it, let's also ban those algorithms too. And so then what it also will mean is that your children, our children, will only be able to see the approved algorithms by the regulators. And the regulators, as we know, tend to be people on the left. Children use social media platforms to communicate across all 50 states. Federal legislation, they write, would ensure regulatory harmony and prevent boys and girls from gaming the rules by changing their stated location. They write that to some extent it does this, though some of the prescriptions are overkill and may be less effective than simple guardrails. For example, this recent bill that they have, the idea is to empower parents with more tools to manage and monitor their child's online activities. Now, I'm all for that because as a parent, I'm not a fool. I understand how dangerous social media can be. My son is 9. He plays his Nintendo Switch. We have limits on how long he can play. We have limits on what games he can play. We have age limits on there. And you're able to whitelist certain games and that sort of thing. But, you know, we're involved in our kids' lives. We don't let our daughter Claire watch YouTube videos. She's 7. You know, we're involved in this stuff. So we have to be. It's important to us. I understand not every parent has the ability or luxury to be involved, although I think in a lot of cases it's just quite frankly they just don't care. They should be. They should be involved in their kids' lives. Absolutely. But under this potential Senate legislation, social media sites, video games, and messaging apps would have to give parents the power to limit the ability of others to communicate with their children. They would also have to design tools that can block the likes of auto-playing videos. Parents would then be able to restrict privacy settings, financial transactions, and time spent on the platform. All good, all fine. Leaving it up to the parents, all makes sense. I like it. I'm for all those things. Empower parents as much as possible. All this is common sense. If parents don't want their children spending more than an hour on TikTok a day or playing video games past 8 p.m., they should have the power to stop them. But politicians always want more control, and they say it's unfair to ask parents to supervise children online. Thus, the Senate bill would empower the Federal Trade Commission and 50 state attorneys general to serve in loco parentis and police the platforms. Companies would have a legal duty of care to design their platforms to prevent harm to minors, which means that the FTC could sue platforms if it says their features, including algorithms, harm minors. Now, this is where we get into the very thorny area of what we mean by harm. It doesn't specify exactly what harm is. It doesn't specify the kinds of features that would violate this legal duty. So then you have to leave it to people like Linda Kahn. She is the head of the FTC. Now, we've talked about Linda Kahn many times on this program with Robert Bork Jr. Linda Kahn is a tyrant. She is somebody who is who goes after anything that she perceives to be big business, monopolies, or anything else. She is an authoritarian of the utmost degree. And Linda Kahn and her FTC bureaucrats would interpret the word harm and then decide how they would protect your children. This is where, again, things get very, very ugly. Now, it's easy to at face value, and this is a conversation I have with my friends who are conservative all the time, my fellow conservative friends, I should say. I've got one, for example. Her name is Faith. She's great. She's always like, got to protect the girls from being bullied on social media. Agree. I absolutely agree. I don't want my daughter eventually when she gets older and is on Instagram. I don't want her being bullied. I don't want her being shamed. I don't want any of those things to happen to her. The problem, though, is someone's definition of bullying, it's much like hate speech. It's all in the eye of the beholder, is it not? So it's easy to go body image. Oh, yeah, everybody agrees on that. But now you get into something else. Well, what if they're using the wrong pronouns and they're harming children because of that fact? So maybe the FTC needs to step in and say that these companies are not doing enough to keep children from being exposed to the harms of being called the wrong pronoun. Or maybe the FTC needs to step in because there's too much gender stereotyping that's going on. You know, like boys are being shown videos geared towards boys. And the FTC finds that to be incredibly harmful to children and their development because it might offend a trans child or something like that. Or, you know, if those YouTube videos show the nonsense, the absurdity of biological men competing against girl athletes, for example, those could be deemed hate speech, harmful, triggering. They could lead to kids committing suicide, anxiety, blah, blah, blah. And that's also where they'll go. Then, of course, we get into the violent video games. Now, violent video games has always been one of those areas where many on the left and the right tend to agree. They're like, oh, we got to do something about these violent video games. We got to do these things. And by the way, this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Of course, the problem, though, is when you start getting all these state attorneys general who will then be empowered to figure out what's violent or what isn't, you also run into a real problem here because, again, a lot of these people, as you know, just hate guns in particular. They really do. And they don't want their kids. They don't want kids to be exposed in any way, shape, or form to these things. Not because they're really worried the kids are going to wind up becoming school shooters. That's the old thing that they're saying. It's just they want kids to be very afraid and scared at all times. So I could also see them cracking down on games that they tend to see as violent because, you know, it's not just about glorifying guns. It may actually show, like, you know, members of the military shooting. It may glorify cops or may make the cops look like the good guys or you know where this goes. It always begins with some do-gooder attorney general or some do-gooder bureaucrat who comes out. And they went after freaking Paw Patrol in the wake of George Floyd's killing. You don't think they're capable of going after video games if they determine that those video games may cast police in too good of a light, may cast the military in too good of a light, for example? You're giving them a lot of ammunition here, a lot of ammunition, once again, giving the regulators more power, whereas I would prefer it if parents just made those determinations. Like you look at a game like Fortnite, we don't let Patrick play Fortnite. We've determined it's too violent for him. We just don't want him playing it, period. I'd rather make that call than have a bureaucrat in Washington do it or have the attorney general of the state of New Jersey do it for me. Call me crazy. I just think that the minute you start opening up this door for the state to come in and start policing your kids or legislating your kids or parenting your kids, it leads to inevitably laws like what Gavin Newsom just passed, which says parents, you can't even know if your kid comes to school and identifies as a different gender because we're in charge now. We're the reasonable ones. We're the adults. We have to keep you out of the process for the good of your children. It just opens up that incredibly slippery slope. Now, they also go on to say large platforms would have to commission third-party safety audits and issue public reports describing, quote, reasonably foreseeable risks of harms and measures they take to mitigate them. These audits would be a boon for all kinds of consultants, but they seem unduly intrusive and intended to give the FTC ammunition to target the big tech firms. And that ultimately is, of course, what they want to do. I've told you, the TikTok ban is nothing more than a ruse, using the other C word, China, another ruse to give the Congress the ability to regulate all of social media. There was that member of Congress who slipped and said the quiet part out loud when he said, yeah, you know, we definitely want to regulate social media, but we got to get TikTok under American control first so then we can regulate all these things. So more laws, more regulators, more people in Washington and in state capitals making decisions for parents. And then, of course, more money, more jobs being created to start policing and regulating all this stuff, too. And then the other unintended consequence of this is that a lot of parents will then turn around and go, oh, I'm good. The government's all over this now. I don't have to worry anymore. They got all these regulations and rules. That's the other unintended consequence, because the one thing that's also very obvious is that kids are really smart around getting around restrictions that are in place, put in by people much older than them to keep them off sites. And when you also ban things, well, that tends to make kids want to do it even more. I mean, that's just human nature. I mean, we saw this through prohibition, right? But when you start banning things, particularly with young people, young adults or teenagers, well, then they tend to want to do it even more. Because now it's like, ooh, well, you know, and then they find the underground ways to do it. And then you wind up potentially now exposing it even to something potentially worse. Because if my kids are using sites that I know of, then I can deal with that. But if the sites that they're on get banned or unduly regulated to the point where they're not fun, and then these underground sites start popping up, and because government can't keep up, you know, the sites are out there until the government can turn around and then ban them and regulate them because that process takes time. Well, then they're all going over there. Only I don't know about those sites because they're underground because the kids are going on them to get around the sites that they were on that are now banned. So now I lose even more control over what my kids are doing online. And it opens up another problem, which is that they don't even necessarily have to tell me because they found a back door around whatever regulated sites that meet the Senate code or the various state code or this, and they find a way to do it. And now I think my kids are playing a game that is totally appropriate, but meanwhile, they're doing something else. The only answer is to have parents more involved in this stuff, period. But we always do this. We always wind up empowering government to try to take this job away from parents. And then we're surprised when a guy like Gavin Newsom or a guy like Phil Murphy turns around and says, hey, parents, you don't get a right to know what your kids are doing in school anymore because we're in charge. We're the parents now. We got this. And then we're also surprised when they turn around at the very same time say, well, we've noticed that children are very triggered by any of these conversations regarding transgender. And we find that the kids who are transgender are really, really upset by this. So all these algorithms, sites like the Daily Wire, shows like mine, all these others, we got to make sure they are not targeted to kids. And the algorithms we want targeted to kids, they're all the ones with the rainbows and the drag queens and the Olympic opening ceremony people. Those are the algorithms we should show for the good of the community, for the good of the children, for the good of the children, so that they can see that everything is rainbows and unicorns and nobody has to be triggered. And we don't want mean people like Zioli or Opelka or Ben Shapiro or anybody else having their hate speech be shown to our children. That'll happen too. It's inevitable. If you empower these people, that's where they go. They always take it to the extreme. It's always what they do with these things, 100% of the time. So be very mindful of this. Please don't empower the government in the name of keeping the children safe. Just leave the C word out of it. All right? We'll figure this out as parents. We can do this. We got this. We got this. And the parents that can't because their kids are too busy or their kid or their that's a whole other problem that, once again, as conservatives, we have to realize government can't solve every problem. So let's not open up the door to give the government more control over the parents that are involved in their kids' lives because of the parents who aren't. Because then as parents who are involved in our kids' lives, we'll wind up losing more control as parents. The government will gain more control, and the deadbeat parents are still going to be deadbeat parents. That's not going to change anything. It's like passing a law to regulate firearms again to deal with criminals. It doesn't change. All it does is make life more complicated and difficult and painful for the people that are the law-abiding citizens. So knock it off already. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli as we continue along the show. We're going to talk to our buddy Dr. Victoria Coates a little bit later about the prisoner swap, about all the goings-on. I got to play this quick clip for you, though. I found this today. John Cornyn, Senator John Cornyn, this was great. It's incomprehensible, though. We were joking yesterday about drones. About drones. And I was making the point about why didn't we just go to Best Buy? Why didn't the Secret Service go to Best Buy at Butler and get a new drone? And I talked about how at the Republican National Convention, I almost sent Matt DeSantis out to Best Buy to buy a part we needed to be able to do the show.
That is true, actually.
100% true, right?
Sadly, not a joke at all.
And we found there was a Best Buy about 20 minutes from Butler. You found the location. It turns out that Best Buy delivered. But also, the Secret Service has really fast cars with lights and sirens, so they could have gone there, bought a drone, come back, flown the drone. So we learned all these things yesterday. Or you could have gone to drones.com, which is my favorite site.
Is that real? I don't even know.
If not, let's make it happen right now. I'm sure Kevin Pulse is already on it. The question was asked by Senator John Cornyn. Do you have the capacity to stop a weaponized drone? All right, it's a fair question, because Matthew Crooks, the alleged shooter, I don't think there's anything alleged about him, but, you know, he was flying a drone. He was flying a drone at the site. He was also on a roof, moving around on a roof. But let's focus on the drone for a second. So the question is, do you have the capacity to stop a weaponized drone? Because what if that happens? And what if a bad guy decides, well, I'm, you know, getting on a roof, it's sloped, it's dangerous, let me just use a drone, a weaponized drone. Here's what the acting Secret Service director said. And remember, the FBI director testified that Crooks' drone was up at 4:50 for about 11 minutes on the day that Trump spoke. Okay? Take a listen.
Do you have the capacity to stop a weaponized drone?
What I will tell you, sir, is that we have technical security measures that we utilize at permanently protective sites. We also have the ability, in a limited fashion, at temporary sites. What I can tell you is that on this day, the counter UAS system had technical difficulties and did not go operational until after 5 o'clock.
So in this case, the shooter had a rifle, but somebody who wanted to kill a president for a former president or a candidate for president would not need a rifle. They could use a drone, correct?
It is a potential threat vector.
It's a potential threat. And if it happened, well, you know, it's just so much more keeps coming out about this. It's just infuriating. All right, listen, my buddy, my friend, my dentist, the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He's the best. His number is 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or you can visit him online at VeneriaDental.com, VanariA. So Mama Zeoli discovered him for our family. I'm so grateful she did. The entire Zeoli family goes to see Dr. Mike. I go there. Bridget just had beautiful new smile done, Dr. Mike. She had veneers. He replaced them with these beautiful caps. Her smile looks gorgeous. And she was thrilled, of course, with the work of Dr. Mike. That's his specialty. Advanced, complicated dental implants, dental repair, dental work, that's his specialty. But he's also a great dentist for your family. And if you need a dentist, he should be your guy. For over 10 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been named a top dentist in New Jersey. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike. And if you've been putting off that dentist, what are you waiting for? If you've had an estimate for a complex dental procedure, well, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. It's so worth it. Listen, taking care of your smile is important to your overall health, and your smile says so much about who you are. So make sure you have a beautiful smile with Dr. Mike Veneria. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, 856-786-2020. Or VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's real.
This is real?
I think it was in the New York Times.
Oh, well, then it's definitely real. I was in the New York Times.
It wasn't like some random thing I saw on X, is what I'm saying. It was
that probably has more credibility than the New York Times. No offense, but
you're asking if it's real. I can only presume that it is.
Andrew, you know, if you want to stay on this show, you're never allowed to eat pineapple pizza. You know that, right?
No. Well, yeah. Trust me, I understand. I have family members who enjoy a pineapple pizza. And the crazy thing is, like, if I'm still hungry after I've eaten all, you know, the normal pizza that normal people should be eating, and I want to eat some more, I can't even eat the pizza that had the pineapple on it because you pick off the pineapple and the juice and the flavor is still there. So it still goes to waste.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah.
It's terrible is right. It's an outrage. It's a disgrazia, as we say. But then I see how the Chinese are mocking the Italians over pineapple
Hong
pizza?
Hong Kong. Yeah.
Well, that's part of China now, isn't it?
I think technically it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, this breaks my heart, but, this story.
Yeah, Hong Kong fencer defeated an Italian fencer for the gold medal. And I didn't even know this. Apparently Italians are like world renowned for their fencing capabilities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, my people, we're big fencers.
I'm Italian, too.
Well, you know, you remember back in the days, all we had were swords. When we ruled the world, the Roman Empire, basically had swords. So
the skill set has been passed down from one generation to the next.
All the Roman gladiators, I mean, what do you think those guys had? Swords.
In fairness, I think if I was forced to do battle with a gladiator, I would be annihilated almost instantly.
Oh, well, there's no doubt. If you had to do battle with a Hoover vacuum, you'd be annihilated almost instantly. But
it's fair. I'm very weak.
Cheng Ka Long is the person. Cheng Ka Long. He triumphed over Filippo Macchi of Italy in the gold medal bout in the men's fencing on Monday. But it led to a sour fallout, that has spilled off the fencing strip. Pizza Hut's Hong Kong has offered free pineapple toppings on its pies as fans on social media praise the combination widely shunned by the losing side. This to show you the people of Hong Kong have no taste. All Hong Kong people are very happy and excited today, they said, as they were celebrating the free pineapple pizza toppings in Hong Kong after this guy beat the Italian. That's just disrespectful. It's cultural appropriation and disrespectful. It's not like the Italians turned around and said, oh, look, free dog topping on pizza since we won. All right, maybe that went a little too far there, but you get the point.
Oh, we're all getting canceled.
Fine. Hong Kong fans launched a full-out assault on Italian cuisine. I like pineapple pizza and pasta with soy sauce. Ugh. Just wrong. Yeah, we don't put cat in our pizza, all right? Not for nothing. Just kidding, Hong Kong. I'm going to be like John Cena, apologizing in Mandarin Chinese before the end of the show today.
Oh, let me find that.
That's the best. That sellout. That hack. Remember, because he said, what did he say? He said Tibet was free or something, right? Isn't it, or Hong Kong was free? Or, now what did he say?
I thought it was something.
Didn't he say something about Taiwan?
Yeah, I think it was Taiwan.
He said Taiwan instead of Chinese Taipei or something.
Right. And then he had to do he had to grovel in Mandarin Chinese before the Chinese people so that they would show his dumb movie Fast and Furious 75 on big screens over there. And it was so pathetic, the apology. Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it. And here it is. And enjoy.
This is me also apologizing for my dog pizza topping joke.
He's saying he had many interviews. And in one of them, he made a mistake.
Made a mistake. Now, does he take his own life at the end, like a samurai swordsman? Does he?
That's Japan.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not very cultured. What can I say?
I can skim to the end though and see if it happens.
Sure.
Nope. Still alive.
Nope. Still alive.
Yeah.
But the best is when he says his name, John Cena, in Chinese. Is he speaking in Chinese? Then he goes, John Cena. And then he goes back to Chinese. Back to the groveling and the apology in Chinese.
Hello,
So pathetic. So sad. So sad. All right, listen, we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Our buddy Dr. Victoria Coates will join us. J.D. Vance goes on the attack against Kamala Harris at the border. Donald Trump brings up a woman on stage last night at the rally in Pennsylvania. And more stuff coming out about Josh Shapiro. Maybe he's not going to be the golden pick after all. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's real.
This is real?
I think it's in the New York Times.
Oh, well, then it's definitely real. it's in the New York Times.
It wasn't like some random thing I saw on X, is what I'm saying. It was
That probably has more credibility than the New York Times. No offense, but...
Well, you're asking if it's real. I can only presume that it is.
Andrew, you know, if you want to stay on this show, you're never allowed to eat pineapple pizza. You know that, right?
No. Well, yeah. Trust me. I understand. I have family members who enjoy a pineapple pizza. And the crazy thing is, like, if I'm still hungry after I've eaten all, you know, the normal pizza that normal people should be eating, and I want to eat some more, I can't even eat the pizza that had the pineapple on it because you pick off the pineapple and the juice and the flavor is still there. So it still goes to waste.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. It's terrible is right. It's an outrage. It's a disgrazia, as we say. But then I see how the Chinese are mocking the Italians over pineapple
Hong
pizza?
Kong.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of China now, isn't it?
I think technically it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, this breaks my heart, this story.
Yeah, Hong Kong fencer defeated an Italian fencer for the gold medal. And I didn't even know this. Apparently Italians are like world renowned for their fencing capabilities.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, my people, we're big fencers.
I'm Italian too.
Well, you know, you remember back in the days, all we had were swords. When we ruled the world, the Roman Empire, basically had swords. So
the skill set has been passed down from one generation to the next.
All the Roman gladiators, I mean, what do you think those guys had? Swords.
In fairness, I think if I was forced to do battle with a gladiator, I would be annihilated almost instantly.
Oh, well, there's no doubt. If you had to do battle with a Hoover vacuum, you'd be annihilated almost instantly. But
it's fair. I'm very weak.
Cheng Ka Long is the person. Cheng Ka Long. He triumphed over Filippo Macchi of Italy in the gold medal bout in the men's fencing on Monday. But it led to a sour fallout, that has spilled off the fencing strip. Pizza Hut's Hong Kong has offered free pineapple toppings on its pies as fans on social media praise the combination widely shunned by the losing side. Just to show you, the people of Hong Kong have no taste. All Hong Kong people are very happy and excited today, they said, as they were celebrating the free pineapple pizza toppings in Hong Kong after this guy beat the Italian. That's just disrespectful. It's cultural appropriation and disrespectful. It's not like the Italians turned around and said, oh, look, free dog topping on pizza since we won. All right, maybe that went a little too far there, but you get the point.
Oh, we're all getting canceled.
Fine. Hong Kong fans launched a full-out assault on Italian cuisine. I like pineapple pizza and pasta with soy sauce. Ugh. Just wrong. Yeah, we don't put cat in our pizza, all right? Not for nothing. Just kidding, Hong Kong. I'm going to be like John Cena, apologizing in Mandarin Chinese before the end of the show today.
Oh, let me find that.
That's the best. That sellout. That hack. Remember, because he said, what did he say? He said Tibet was free or something, right? Isn't it, or Hong Kong was free? Or, now what did he say?
I thought it was something.
Didn't he say something about Taiwan?
Yeah, I think
Taiwan.
It was Taiwan.
He said Taiwan instead of Chinese Taipei or something.
Right. And then he had to do he had to grovel in Mandarin Chinese before the Chinese people so that they would show his dumb movie, Fast and Furious 75, on big screens over there. And it was so pathetic, the apology. Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it. And here it is. And enjoy.
This is me also apologizing for my dog pizza topping joke.
He's saying he had many interviews. And in one of them, he made a mistake.
Made a mistake. Now, does he take his own life at the end, like a samurai swordsman? Does he?
That's Japan.
That's Japan.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not very cultured. What can I say?
I can skim to the end, though, and see if it happens.
Sure.
Nope, still alive.
Nope, still alive.
Yeah.
But the best is when he says his name, John Cena, in Chinese. Is he speaking in Chinese? Then he goes, John Cena. And then he goes back to Chinese. Back to the groveling and the apology in Chinese.
你好中国,就是叫Cena.
So pathetic. So sad. So sad. All right, listen, we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Our buddy Dr. Victoria Coates will join us. J.D. Vance goes on the attack against Kamala Harris at the border. Donald Trump brings up a woman on stage last night at the rally in Pennsylvania. And more stuff coming out about Josh Shapiro. Maybe he's not going to be the golden pick after all. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.